Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
All the controversy over the All-Star Game is silly, except for one serious point. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Talk radio has been buzzing the last month over Tuesday night's Major League All-Star Game at Citi Field in New York. Should the Dodgers' Yusel Puig be put on the National League team because he's been tearing it up his first month up in the bigs? Why does there have to be at least one player from every team represented in the All-Star Game? What is this, Little League, where everyone must play at least one inning? Should the fans vote on what is a popularity contest dominated by the big market teams? Yada, yada, and more yada. But there is one controversy that's legit, and it's really gaining traction after what first looked like a good idea to revitalize the All-Star Game. The winner earns home field advantage for his league in the World Series. Upon further review, as they like to say, that's a terrible idea. Just think it through beyond Commissioner Buck Sealed's rationale that they needed to keep the All-Star Game from a meaningless exhibition headed for the NFL Pro Bowl status. Yes, that game was getting ridiculous, including the one in Milwaukee back in 2002 that ended in a 7-7 tie when both teams ran out of pitchers. Certainly that was an embarrassment to the national pastime itself or the managers who didn't want to waste the arms of the pitchers they did use. The very next year, Sealed convinced owners that the Summer Classic had to mean something, and came away with the home field advantage in the World Series for the victorious league. Sure, the game is more solemn now, as it should be, and both teams do play harder. But still, at the end, the best players are not on the field, and an error by the shortstop on the worst team in baseball could cost the eventual best team in the league at the all-important seventh game. What if Cincinnati or Pittsburgh or Boston wins 110 games, crushes its division, and rolls through the playoffs with the best record in baseball, and then has to start the World Series at the home of a team that sneaked into the playoffs, got hot, and made it with 90 wins. Is that fair? And it could happen, and cost the team the World Series, because some ballparks create a tremendous home field advantage. So keep the home run derby and all the other pomp, and put whoever on the field you want based on whatever criteria you want. But home field in the World Series is sacred and should go to the team left standing with the better record over 162 games. This is Archansky. See ya.